Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
Hi Adrian. I've been a taxi driver for 20 years. I've been lucky, and only a handful of times have I had to deal with people soiling my car. In the past, it was nothing major, usually stuff that I could clean myself, only off the road for a few hours. However, on Saturday evening, my second fare of the night, I was dropping a group of girls from one part of town to another. Clearly, they'd been drinking all day as they were absolutely hammered, but I thought that they'd be okay for just a quick trip. I was wrong. One of the girls threw up all over the window, the door, the seat she was sitting on, and the floor, with splatters landing everywhere. Ugh. They paid the €140 soilage fee without argument. There was nowhere to get the car cleaned at that time on a Saturday night. I couldn't get an appointment on Sunday, so the car didn't get a proper clean until yesterday, and it still smells. This means I'm probably about €600 out of pocket, plus the cost of cleaning, and have no hope of making that back. Adrian, I think it's time we double the soilage fee to at least €280, especially in the run-up to the Christmas madness period. Now, as you will know, here in Ireland, if you soil a taxi, you are liable for a €140 soilage fee. That's the charge. And with that soilage fee, then the driver can take his car off, get it properly cleaned, professionally cleaned, and the €140 will cover it. However, what it doesn't cover is the amount of business that he would have lost over the weekend, and he reckons it's in or around €600. So, because it was the first fare, his second fare on Saturday evening, he couldn't work for the rest of Saturday. He couldn't work all day Sunday because he couldn't get an appointment anywhere to get the car cleaned. And he had to wait until Monday, and that was yesterday, and he got the car cleaned yesterday, and the thing still smells. So the girl threw up all over the window, door, seat she was sitting on, and on the floor, with splatters landing everywhere. Ugh. Dear, dear, dear. In other words, the point is, €140 was not enough for him to pay the bill, and, well, maybe to pay the bill it was enough, but it doesn't cover him for his loss of earnings over those 2.5 days until he got the car back on the road again. So he's asking for the soilage charge to be increased from €140 to €280. He wants it doubled. Even at that, that wouldn't cover him for the loss of earnings over the weekend. I'd love to hear from you on this. Our number is 087-188-0008. 087-188-0008. Can you understand why he's annoyed? Do you think that the soilage charge should be increased? Because it's a charge that most of us will never, ever, ever have to pay, because most of us will never, ever, ever get sick or defecate in a taxi. I hope. So therefore, it shouldn't bother us if the soilage charge goes up to €280, because most of us are never going to pay it, because most of us will never destroy a car. 087-188-0008 is our number. The current soilage fee is €140. He wants it doubled, and even with it being doubled, wouldn't cover him for his loss of earnings over the weekend. Let me know how you feel about this on 087-188-0008. And some breaking news, by the way, if you are a football fan, what an upset. Saudi Arabia have beaten Argentina 2-1 in the World Cup. Argentina. Messi. Now, Messi did score a penalty 10 minutes into the game. But then not only did Saudi Arabia equalise, they got two goals within 5 or 6 minutes of each other and have beaten Argentina by 2-1 in the World Cup. That's extraordinary, it really is. Only last night on the programme we were talking about who people are supporting in the World Cup, and an awful lot of people texted us last night to say that they're supporting Argentina. because of Messi. Now, like I said, Messi did score a penalty, but, well, what an upset. Could be a good World Cup, you never know. Okay, let's talk about the silage charge and whether or not it should be raised from 140 to 280 euro. Let me go to line one, and that is James. You're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you, James?
Hiya, Adrian. Good afternoon.
Now, James, you're a taxi driver.
I am.
Have you ever had to charge a customer a silage charge?
I have on maybe two occasions. I've had a couple where, it is mostly women, to be honest with you, but I've had situations where I've had children get sick in the car.
Mm.
And I was just saying to Mary, our researcher earlier, that there was one situation where luckily my previous vehicle had leather seats. So most of it went onto the floor, bits of it went onto the seat. So I could wipe the seats down. Unfortunately, the mat that went on was destroyed. So, you know, that had to be basically replaced. The customer, in fairness, did cover the cost of replacing that mat, which was 60 euro. But with reference to the silent charge, I have had people coming up in my car that I have now, which has the cloth seats in it. So it has put me off the road for basically for a day. I've been lucky that because I'm a day driver, I could manage to find a place to clean it. And when, you know...
And let's just deal with that for a second, because one of the first texts that came in is, why the hell didn't he clean the car himself? Now...
Well, see, the problem is that if you get vomit on the seat and if you don't get it off straight away, I mean, literally in the first couple of minutes, it soaks into the seat. And then it has to be professionally cleaned out because they would have a professional vacuum and a wet and dry vacuum which will clean the seat out. And if they don't get it out very, very quickly, the car will stink. So the last thing you want then is to be the next passenger getting into the car because you sit in the back and the first thing you get hit with is the smell of vomit.
Yeah, no, in fact, he says that he didn't get the car cleaned until yesterday and it has been cleaned, but it still has a smell.
Yes, see, it can be hard. He probably has cloth seats like me, so it can be hard sometimes to get it out. It's probably for him, unfortunately, it might be just a case of trying to air it out for the next few days, covering the seats with as much Febreze as he can possibly get to kind of get the smell out and hopefully over time. Now, I had one situation a few years ago where I was actually going on holidays and my last fare, I dropped them off. They had food in the car, which I didn't know about. So I dropped them off. It worked out. I thought it worked out well because they were going to the area where I lived. I dropped them off. They wished me well on my holiday. Parked the car up for 2 weeks. Went off on holidays. Come back. I get into the car. Open the windows. The first thing I get hit with is the smell of salt and vinegar.
Oh, God.
So I said, what the hell has gone on? And I found a battered sausage that had been left on my back seat for 2 weeks.
Oh, dear, dear, dear. And it would have gone rotten.
I had to replace both seats.
Right. Okay. So
now, I was fuming at the time, but looking at it now, I actually laugh about it now. But it cost me about 200 euro or so to replace the seats, and the seats were actually brown, so they weren't the easiest to come by.
Right. So as I said, the silage charge is 140 euro at this moment.
Yes. It should be. I think now, to be honest with you, a lot of times you hear from drivers, it's virtually impossible to get 140 out people. Getting 280 would be near impossible. So a compromise would probably be maybe down the middle, so about 200 euros, because that's what probably most drivers would take on a 12-hour shift before their expenses.
Mm.
So that would, you know, I think that would... Now, as I said, if it was a day driver, most times you will find somewhere you might... Like, you can go into a garage, you might be able to vacuum it up there. If you're a night driver now, we're into a different story altogether, because if it's 3 o'clock in the morning... You know, there is nowhere available.
No, guy is an evening driver because he said it was on Saturday evening. It was his second fare of the night. I was dropping a group of girls from one part of town to the other, and one of them destroyed his car. And obviously then Saturday evening he couldn't get anywhere to clean it. Sunday he couldn't get anywhere to clean it. And it was Monday before he got it cleaned. And it still has a bit of a stink.
Yeah, unfortunately, that was just bad luck for him, unfortunately, and it can happen to us all. That was just bad luck for him, but, you know, I do think 280 is a little bit extreme because, I said, getting 140...
As I was saying, for the vast majority of us, we'll never have to pay that charge, no matter what it is, because the vast majority of us don't tend to soil somebody's taxi.
I know, but you could have a situation, Adrian, where you have somebody who's had a few too many drinks, and again, you know, a lot of times it's down to women. They could have a little bit of an accident... You know, and it's only when they're kind of, you know, I had one situation where a customer get out of the car. It was only when she waddled in front of me, I realised that she had an accident and my back seat was soaking wet. So I was then put off the road for the night. So,
and does that happen often? Because we mentioned this in the office earlier on, because I've spoken to a taxi driver mate of mine, and he said the most common soilage that happens in his car, and he doesn't even notice it until afterwards, is women basically peeing themselves in the back of the car.
Yeah, and it's mostly... it's mostly women who, oh God, I have to be careful how I say this now. It's mostly women who have had children, and you know, so you know, they don't always have brilliant bladder control. I apologise if that offends a lot of women, but it is kind of a fact. It's mostly women in their 30s and 40s who have had a good few drinks for the night. They don't even realise they've done it as well. You know what I mean? And that's the thing. They're not doing it deliberately. They don't even realise they've done it themselves.
And more to the point, you don't even realise it until she's long gone, and maybe until the next passenger hops in and says, the back seat's soaking, mister.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, stay with me for one second, please.
You can ways around that with a blanket, but you can't do it, unfortunately, with the smell.
Yeah, it's awful. 087-188-0008. Taxi drivers calling for an increase in the soilage charge. Mark, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you, Mark?
How are you doing? How are you doing?
Now, Mark, someone got sick in your taxi last week.
Someone got sick in the taxi there. It was actually on Monday, it was. And it was just a woman going out to the airport, it was. And she told me, she said to me, she said, they actually swapped seats, her and my mother. But she ended up getting sick in the front of the car. I done a deal where for €100. I went home. I got it cleaned for £60. But as the chap said, daytime you get it done. Nighttime.
Forget it. And that's exactly what happened to this guy. It was his second fare on Saturday evening. So he was off the road for the rest of Saturday. He was off the road. In fact, I was in town myself on Saturday, and it was extremely busy in Dublin City Centre on Saturday. So he lost out all that business. He lost out all of Sunday's business and didn't get the car cleaned until Monday.
Oh, crazy. That's his whole weekend gone.
Yeah, literally his whole weekend gone. And on top of that, his car still has a bit of a smell.
Still?
Because of your woman's puke. So, okay, he's asking for the soilage charge to be increased to 280, to be doubled, basically. Because the soilage charge, yes, it does cover you for getting your car cleaned, but it doesn't cover you for potential loss of earnings.
I don't know about 280. I think with the other driver there, it's impossible to try and get that out of them, you know. At night time, any time a person got sick at night time, there was always trouble. The guards had to be called. The guards come, they just say, you pay it, and you go to the regulator if you think you're, if you're in the right, you know.
And have you gotten it each time?
I have, yeah. But once was the guards had to be involved with it. And the lady during the week, she was giving me the whole lot. I said, look, it's only the front. I'll get it done. And I just went up to Green Hills Road. The chap does it up there. Charged me £60. I was back out within an hour, I'd say. But I went home, just let it drive.
Okay, so you would be in favour of an increase, but maybe not doubling the charge?
Definitely not doubling it. I'd say 200 should cover it. You know, at least it's a bit off something, you know, because of course, if it's bad and it's on the back seat, you're looking at £140, £150 to get it cleaned.
Yeah, because I remember many years ago being out with a load of lads, and I was a native driver, and we were going home, we were coming home from, driving from Drogheda to Dublin. I'll always remember this, and one of the lads in the back started feeling ill, and I said, do you want me to stop? And he said, no, I'm grand. And the next thing, he rolled down the window, and I said, I'll stop the car if you want me to stop. And he said, no, just need a bit of fresh air. And the next thing, he sticks his head out the window as I'm driving on the M1 motorway. He pukes out the window, and it blew back into the car. And, oh, it was a scene from hell. It was a scene from hell. And when I say I could not clean the car for weeks, the smell in my car was there for weeks. But the point is, it really does a lot of damage. That's the point that I'm trying to make. So I can't see why you wouldn't be in favour of doubling the soilage charge, because in fairness to that guy, who shall remain nameless, he paid for my car to be properly valeted and cleaned and everything else, but the smell stayed there for ages. Which is awful when I think about it. All right, stay with me for one second. Our number is 087 188-0008 if you'd like to get involved in this conversation. We're talking about the message that we got from Rob. Rob's a taxi driver. Saturday night, he's out. Second fare of the evening. A couple of young ones in the back of the car. She puked all over the car, basically. And he couldn't get it cleaned on Saturday evening. He couldn't get it cleaned on Sunday. And it was Monday before he got it cleaned, so he nearly lost out on 2 days' work. And he wants the silage charge doubled. I'd love to hear from you. 087-188-0008 will get you straight through. And this is Adrian Kennedy with you until 2 o'clock this afternoon. Rob is the guy who got in contact with us. And he says, I've been a taxi driver for 20 years. I've been lucky, and only a handful of times have I had to deal with people soiling my car. In the past, it was nothing major, usually stuff that I could clean myself, only off the road for a few hours, grand. However, on Saturday evening, my second fare of the night, I was dropping a group of girls from one part of town to another. Clearly, they'd been drinking all day as they were absolutely hammered, but I thought that they'd be okay for just a quick trip. I was wrong. One of the girls threw up all over the window, the door, the seat she was sitting on, and the floor, with splatters landing everywhere. They paid €140 soilage fee without argument, but there was nowhere to get the car cleaned at that time on a Saturday evening. I couldn't get an appointment on Sunday, so the car didn't get a proper clean until yesterday, and there's still a smell. This means I'm probably about €600 out of pocket, plus the cost of the cleaning, and have no hope of making that back. Adrian, it's time to double the soilage fee to at least €280, especially coming up to Christmas. So he reckons he lost out €600 because of somebody destroying his car at the weekend. Peter, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you, Peter? Oh, hang on now. Ah, yes. Who keeps adjusting this? Here we go now. Peter, are you there now?
I am indeed.
Good man, Peter. How are you getting on?
Great, great. Good afternoon to you all.
So, Peter, your point on this is no taxi, and I don't know if this is the case in this instance, but no taxi should have soft material seats.
No, my point I'm trying to make is you go to the likes of the States, you go to New York, you go to London, taxis, they're all dedicated taxis.
Mm.
Basically, all I'm trying to say is be easy, very easy for a taxi who's gone out and to make business as a with a car to put upholstered seats. If they get a car that's got cloth seats, just reupholster them. Get seat covers. Put something that kind of it's an occupational hazard, unfortunately, when you get somebody that it's basically at the end of the day public transport. You know, you don't know who you're going to pick up. You don't know who or what or who they are or whatever you're going to get or how many you're going to get in an evening or a night or whatever your night shift is. Just prepare. Be prepared. Get seat covers if you have it. If you do buy a car, whatever car you want to put out as a taxi, you want to put it out. It's got cloth seats. Not every car has leather seats. It's very easy to get. There's loads of workshops in industrial sites or wherever. Guys out there knocking up reupholstering seats, seat covers. They look as the real thing.
Yeah, I've seen the kind of fake leather seat covers.
It's the job. A taxi at the end of the day, you or anybody else wouldn't fancy getting into a taxi at the back of the night. You don't know who was in the seat before you. The driver's in the front. He doesn't know. Unless somebody says that, by the way, I've had an accident in the back seat of the car, some I don't know who, male, female or whatever. The seat is wet. You sit on it. You're going out on a Saturday night or whatever, and like, oh, shit. You know, you feel it. You know you're doing. You're sat in something. So like that. Look, save all that. It's not going to solve the problem, but it's probably a step closer to kind of, you know, getting ahead of the possibility of trying to sort it out before it happens. If you know what I mean, you know.
Okay, so I would agree with you that, mind you, it doesn't sort out the problem of the carpet. It doesn't sort out the problem of, I mean, he said she puked on the door. Sorry for anybody who might be having their lunch right now, but...
No, I don't mean that. I mean, you can get the loads of carpet in the back of the car. You can get the carpet sorted out. You can get a kind of a covering that goes out instead of carpet. You can get some other type of material. You get the rubber mats. You can get PVC coverings instead of whatever. These things are available. You can get them. You don't know who's going to put it. You're putting strangers, you're putting the public into the backseat of a car. It's the same as a bus. There is accidents on buses as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But the flooring on a bus isn't carpet. It isn't anything else.
No, but the seats wouldn't fare very well if somebody got sick on the seats. Now, they tend not to, I suppose.
No, I'm just talking about the bus for a second. The seats can pop out. The seat that you, bench seat that you sit on, no matter what seat it is in the bus, they pop out and they can be replaced or reupholstered or whatever it may be. The car is different. You can't pop out the seats of a car and get a reupholstered. But you can protect it by putting, like, as I say, seat covers. Very tailor-fitted seat covers, as I say. They're not the ones you buy off the shelf. These ones you can go in, leave a card in. There's Polish guys out there. I know a few that do it. That's why I'm using the reference Polish. But I know a few guys that do it, and it looks absolutely brilliant. It looks like as if the car was leather seats in it.
So you need to. You're saying the taxi drivers need to go out armed, ready for any vomit that might arrive into their car.
Well, to be honest with you, look, if I was going out as a taxi driver tomorrow night and I decided it's a career I want to take up, I'm in my 50s now, so it's a career I want to take up, I want to be a taxi driver. You're paying now $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 tax insurance, whatever it is. You're paying that kind of money to prepare yourself for a career as a taxi driver. You go fully prepared. You know what I mean? You're not going to say, right, I'm going to have this car here.
Now, by the way, we're making assumptions here on Rob's taxi. And Rob, if you're listening, you might actually let us know. We're making assumptions here. For all I know, that's he does true. Have leather yeah. seats on his yeah, car. I don't know the answer to that.
That's true, but door panels, like, you go into it. I was in the States a few times. I was in New York a few times. I was in London a few times on holidays and wherever else. You get into one of those taxis, and they're fully prepared for anything like that. The seat, the floor is a kind of a... the same flooring as a bus, basically. It's kind of some sort of hard material, like a covering. The seats are kind of leatherette or whatever, they are plastic or PVC. I remember that. Do you remember the seat covers that you could get? They were actually clear PVC.
Yes, I do, yeah. Not very comfortable to sit on, though.
Not very comfortable, no. But if you want to go from A to B and you're paying 20, 40 euros, I mean, I got taxi home from town. I went to see Jersey Boys last week. 40 euros from town to Walkerstown Cross. I mean, I can remember town was the place to be back in the day. It never cost me 40 euros. So if you're paying that kind of money, you want to go from A to B, in particularly comfortable about getting off a seat, getting out of the car and saying, geez, what was I sitting on? You know what I mean? You want to make sure that it's clean. You're getting into a clean environment to wherever you want to go. You know the kind of way. But as I say, if it's a taxi, be prepared. Get the seats upholstered. Get the door, the carburetor off the back of the car, off the whole floor of the car. Get that sorted. If it's going to be a business for you, it's going to be a pub. It's a public transport, basically, glorified. Yeah, it's a taxi. It's a public transport at the end of the day. Get it prepped. Don't just stick don't be a family car during the day and a taxi at night. Just take the taxi sign out of the boot, pour on the roof and away you go.
Oh, but that's what an awful lot of people do.
I know that. That's what I'm saying. But they should have the car fully prepped.
Okay, stay there for 1 second. So taxi drivers need to be viewing their vehicles more seriously in terms of it being... the asset for your business, basically, isn't it?
He's talking about 600 euros loss of earnings there. Well, yeah, I've always thinking about that kind of money. And that's more than I earn in a week, to be honest, in a factory job. And I'd break me back in that job for that money. But if I was earning that for 2 or 3 days, I'd say, yeah, absolutely, I'd go out and fully load and prepare the car. That it wouldn't cost 2 or 3 days off the road. Or you'd have to mop her up or whatever else. But it won't soak into the upholstery, as he says. But he did say that. He did say it soaked into the cloth. Into the sponge of the upholstery of the seat itself. And to be honest with you, if you ever have kids that got sick in the back of your car,
there's nothing worse.
Will not get rid of it. You will not get rid of it.
All right, stay there for 1 second if you can, please, Peter. 087-188-0008 is our number. You can send us a text, a WhatsApp, or you can do what Dermot did and send us a WhatsApp voice note to that number. 087-188-0008.
Adrian, I honestly think these taxi drivers are out to kill their own industry. If they're going to charge people €280, like, it's just ludicrous. If you go out at night and pick up drunk people, that's the choice you made. That's the choice you made to make a living. Yes, there should be a silage charge, but €280, come on, lads, really is that killing yourselves?
All right, thank you very much indeed. Billy, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you, Billy?
Yeah, I agree with that last caller there. What's up? It's far too much, they're charging, and there's a lot of con men. Like, a lot of taxi men have leather seats. Someone pays, you just wipe it down, you put a bit of air freshener, off you go. Yeah, there is cases where they get off the road. I'll give you a case myself. Like, I was coming home one night a couple of years ago. I had a McDonald's. I put the McDonald's on the ground in the front seat there, and I had a Coke. You know the holders where you put your coffees in?
Yes, I do. You know, yeah.
The cardboard thing or whatever it is. that was grand. And then I got out with the taxi, paid me fare, and then all of a sudden there was a bit of wet in the sea I was sitting on, and I just told the taxi man the coke had leaked. He tried to charge me 160. I was having none of it. Thankfully, I kept me calm. He called the police. I told him to fucking call the police. Sorry, pardon me, Lounge. I used the word that I told him, call the police. And thankfully, when the police came, the once and the only time probably I used me head, I kept calm, told the police the story, and they just told me to go ahead into the house and help him to go on his way. But like, he wanted to
scream. So what, your worry is that if they were to increase the silage charge, what, more taxi drivers would try and rip you off for silly little spills?
Of course. Like, I'm just at the same time. The amount of taxi men, like, do have someone does have an accident in the team, they just go, we just say, the sick is a different ball game, right? That, like, I admired the taxi man that was on there a minute ago. I know James, he's my brother-in-law, but I admired the one before that said that he only charged the woman 70 or 80 euros, you know, because he didn't rip her off, and he knows the car, and he was able to go back to work. But some, like, would wipe it down, put a bit of air for us, off they go, and you're 160. They'd be nearly better off if people get a piss in their taxi every couple of hours. They'd be making a fortune. You know what I mean? There's con men out there. Your man wanted to do me for 140, 160. I didn't pay. It was the coke. But I wasn't. But he wanted to do me, and he got the police involved. And thankfully, the police seen sense. No way. As that last caller says, they probably are trying to kill themselves. And why did they do at Christmas? Everybody's pissed at Christmas. Is it because they know they're going to have a lot of silage at Christmas? Why don't they leave till after Christmas then? Why does it have to be before Christmas, like everything else?
But he's annoyed that he was out of business for 2 days.
Yeah, okay, it was business. You get the odd case, but in general, they're not. In general, they clean it down 10 minutes off. They go, and they're 160 better off. But, and they've only used a bit of bleach in the lettuce, a bit of air freshener.
So you think that allowing the silage charge to be increased is just going to lead to more taxi drivers ripping us off?
Yeah, probably. And as they said, they can't get the 140 as it is, so how are they going to get the 280? Well, sure, why would you, like, they were trying to get 140 off me, like, and I hadn't sailed the taxi, you know what I'm saying? It was the coke that was leaking. Well, your man wanted to get me, like, he wanted to get me with 160, but he wasn't getting that out of me, like I said, the police seeing the sense.
But Billy, it is still silage.
Well, no, silage when you have an accident, you pay. I didn't say it was the cold, for heaven's sake. You know, you could even see the ring around the sea from the container. But your mom wanted 160, like, and many other people would. And many other people, like, are drunk, and they don't even know that they haven't soiled. And the taxi man says, "Oh, you've soiled my car," and you know what I mean. Like, the con artist is out there. I wouldn't. No, that's enough.
Okay, so it'll just lead to wide scale rip off.
100%.
087-188-0008 is our number. If you want to send us a text, a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note with your opinion on this. Rob is the guy who wants to see the silage charge doubled after he was out of business for a whole weekend. Martin.
How are you, Adrian? Taxi driver myself. Listen, the whole thing is, I work nights, city centre, weekend. I never, ever let anybody in my car that's too drunk. Not a chance. I'll wait and get somebody who looks half sober, but nobody gets into the car if they look like they're going to fall asleep or if they're the potential to get sick. Not a chance. Not worth it. So we'll sit around and wait. I won't pick up anybody who's too drunk. Never have, never will, pal.
And this is Adrian Kennedy with you until 2 o'clock this afternoon. We're talking about a poor taxi driver friend of ours. Well, when I say friend of ours, he's a listener to the programme. And he was off the road, basically, for most of the weekend. Saturday evening, he heads on out. Second fare of the evening, couple of young ones hop in the back of his taxi. One of the men's up puking all over the back of his car. He's off the road for Saturday evening because he can't get it cleaned. He's off the road for Sunday because he can't get an appointment to get it cleaned. He only got it cleaned yesterday, and there's still a bit of a smell in this car. And he wants the silage charge, which is currently at €140, he wants to see that doubled to at least €280. Pat, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you, Pat?
Hey, how you doing? How's it going?
Good, thanks, Pat. Well, what did you want to say on this?
Yeah, look, the bottom line is you do have to prep your car. I mean, unfortunately, a lot of cars, you know, if people want to be driven around in a bit of luxury as well. You can't be going around with plastic sheets and what have you.
Yeah, that's what I said earlier on. I mean, I don't know if I'd be overly enthusiastic about paying 40 quid or whatever for a lift home to have to sit on plastic.
Yeah, but there's also, you know, there's precautions you can take. I mean, I used to walk nights. I don't walk nights anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember one of the times there, I was picking with a few young lads. A nice bunch of lads, one of them was particularly drunk. And there's no way of getting home. Taxi was pulling up, refusing them, you know. But I said, look, I've got a black plastic bag. And I said, here, he's going to get sick. Put him in a bag. If he's going to get sick, let him get sick into that.
Actually, so, somebody messaged us a while ago to ask why taxi drivers don't have sick bags in the back of their car like an airplane would.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. You know, look, it's something you don't want to happen.
No, of course not.
It can happen, and even just never mind drink and everything else involved. People just get car sick, you know?
Mm. No, I know. I've known people who...
If I'm in the back seat of a car, I don't. So I end up not feeling the best. I always like to sit in the front of a car.
Mm.
Simple as that.
Okay, but like I said, in most cars, there's a pocket in the back of the front seats that you can put stuff in. Maybe having two or three sick bags in the back and letting your passengers know.
Yeah. It's not a bad idea, you know. Sometimes though, you don't want to be suggesting things like that either because, you know, yourself, the power of suggestion. Don't get sick. What did he do? I'm thinking about it.
Actually, now that I think of it, do airlines still have sick bags? I was on an Aer Lingus flight to London 2 weeks ago and no, there was no sick bags.
Probably not. They cost money.
Yeah. Well, actually, thinking about it now, how much would it cost you to put a couple of sick bags in the back of your car?
They don't need to be specifically sick bags. I mean, you can get any sort of bags, plastic bags, that you can just wrap them up then and put them in the bin when if necessary, you know. Look, I can actually valet my car. I can pull in here now and valet my car from inside and out.
Hmm.
I have all that stuff in the bin. It's as simple as that. And that's,
oh,
that's
you can do it yourself.
Yeah, and that's just for somebody getting sick. That's for, as far as I'm concerned, everyone gets into a clean car. No matter what. Somebody gets, you know, if, you know, like somebody makes a mess of, you know, somebody gets stuff on their feet or whatever, you know, or somebody, even if somebody gets in the car, they've been smoking and you can kind of get that lingers on. So, you know, have an air pressure down, spray that, open the windows a couple of minutes, you know, before you pick up the next customer or whatever.
Okay, now I've good news for you. As I'm talking to you, I was Googling sick bags, and you can get a 50-pack of vomit bags for $23.95. Thanks very much.
There you go.
And, you know, bearing in mind it doesn't happen very often, that'll keep you going for years.
Yep.
But it's not a bad idea, sure it's not.
It's not a bad idea to have them. Look, it's not something you want to use. Or that other lad there was right too. You know, you can judge people generally, you know, how bad they are. But, you know, ultimately, it's here, though, we're providing a service. You know, it's not all about the driver. You have to get people home.
No, absolutely. So, okay, would you be in favour of increasing the soilage charge in taxis?
I don't know. It's not a question of increasing it. What I would do, you'd have a minimum. And if it costs more, it would actually cost people more to be off the road or whatever, for whatever reason, then it can be proven. And, you know, you have the bill to prove it. Yeah, I mean, more, but I don't know about at the moment, just charging more, you know.
You see, unfortunately, if you're talking about, you know, you can charge somebody more if you're off the road for a few days, you would have guys ripping people off, wouldn't you?
You would. Well, you'd always have guys ripping people off. I mean, you were talking there a while ago about... just give me a second there, Adrian.
Oh, no problem. Is he actually working? I don't know what he's going to do.
Is on hold.
He's put me on hold. Fantastic. Taxis need proper regulating, says this message. Seems any nutjob or criminal can get a taxi plate in a matter of weeks. Cousins came in from the States at the weekend and got charged €85 from the airport to Fox Rock. Outrageous. We need a rail link of some kind to and from the airport and stop this extortion. Well, as regards the rail link, it's actually kind of embarrassing, to be quite honest with you, when you fly into Dublin and realise we're probably the only capital city with a major international airport that has no link anywhere bar a bus. Every other airport in Europe, you get off the plane, you go along the travel avia, you go down the stairs and you're in a train station. Nah, not in Ireland. Where am I going now? Jerry, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you, Jerry?
Grand, how are you, Noel?
This is Adrian, but that's okay.
That's okay. That's okay.
How are you getting on?
Not too bad. I was taxing for years, and when the COVID came in, I packed it in. I just had enough.
Right.
You know, but silent charges, you know, I had a fella one night, I picked him up at a cafe in Saint, dropped him to Sloggan. And halfway out, I heard it.
Oh.
Right, which I thought was a fart. But the smell got worse and worse, and I had to open the window and stick my head out the window to drive. So I got him into Sloggan Village, and I stopped, and I looked down. He had shit.
Oh, dear.
And I had cream leather seats. Okay?
Okay, my imagination is working overtime now in the state of your car.
Right, got him into the village, and I said, mate, he said, you're at the side of the car. And he said, I'm sorry. He said, nothing could have done. So I said, listen, the fare is 20 quid, and the silage is 140. And as I'm telling you here and now, it's not enough. What you've done is not enough.
And what did he say?
He couldn't say anything. Pay me the money, no problem, you pay me that. You know, God haven't gone home to his wife like that. Oh my Jesus, you destroy it.
Oh, that's awful.
But I had to go fly to a garage because it was rolling, it was like water. It was rolling on the
sea. Ah, stop it now.
I'm telling you, it was rolling on the sea. So I got into a garage and I got a Hoover and Hoovered it. Okay? And then I had to go home. Went to a valet next morning, like got the car validated. And I'm sitting in the car and I'm going, I can still smell that. So I said, maybe it's just in my nose from the night previous, it's still there. And picked the very first passenger up, fourth passenger said to me, did someone get sick in your car? Right? I said, no. He said, I know. I said, I don't know what it is. But I ended up selling that car. I got rid of it. I couldn't get the smell out of it. It was gone down. It went through the leather into the sponge. And it was lingering.
Jeez. But in fact, I just got a message a couple of minutes ago, and it says, at the beginning of my pregnancy, I got sick in my car. I couldn't get the smell out of it, so I had to sell it and get a new car. That's how bad it was.
Yeah, but what happened as well, I picked a friend and a girl up one night as well. They were going out to City West, and she looked the worst for weather, and I said, if she feels like getting sick, I'll stop. And, you know, but he got sick. But when he got sick, he put his hand over his mouth, which made it worse. If you get sick in the one spot. He put his hand over his mouth, it went up on the ceiling and the roof, it went everywhere, the back of my neck, it was like a projectile vomit.
He put his hand over his mouth.
And it was like a funnel coming through his fingers.
We were talking a couple of minutes ago about why taxis don't have sick bags in the back pocket at the back of the seats.
Well, if someone shows you a car, sick bag's not going to
be in. That's very true. No, it's not going to be any use. But apparently, I mentioned I was on a flight to London 2 weeks ago, and I'm realizing now that there was no sick bag.
You have to ask for them.
Well, apparently, the reason sick bags are no longer on aircraft is for psychological reasons. Passengers see the sick bags, they're more likely to be sick.
To feel sick, yeah. But you have to ask for that. They are on it. You have to ask for
them. You have to ask for one, right. Okay, that's interesting.
But another thing as well, going back to the thing, is women are the worst for it. See, girls, for pissing your car.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm aware of that. I have heard that before.
You pull the skirts up. I'm doing it on purpose.
And do it on purpose?
Yes, he pulled my skirt up. I've caught one doing it.
There's me thinking. I used to always think I'd love to be a taxi driver, you know, in my retirement years, but you're putting me right off the idea.
No, I got out and I don't miss it. I'm 2 years away from it now. I was here and I don't miss it. I don't miss it at all.
All right, good to talk to you, Jerry. Thanks very much indeed for your call. And thank you, all of you, for your calls. And I apologise if that conversation put you off your Tuesday lunch.
Real people. Real opinions. Real Talk Radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic.